Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No T.J. Watt, Steelers camp, not surprising. No Terry McLaurin, Washington camp, not surprising. Definitely not surprised that Trey Hendrickson did not post in Cincinnati. No Jonnu Smith and no Jalen Ramsey in Miami. Now, for the Ravens, we've talked about a lot. Possible contract scenarios and situations. I mean, there's scenarios, maybe not situations yet. But Nolan, as the Ravens get to mandatory minicamp next week, personally, not that Eric DaCosta has leaked me any information, I don't foresee Hamilton, Linderbaum, insert player here, not posting. I mean, a lot of these dudes have been to OTAs. I mean, Hamilton hasn't been there since, what, the first one a couple weeks ago. But I'd be a little surprised, maybe even flabbergasted, if there's some sort of mandatory mini camp, you know, holdout here.
Right, because that usually comes with, you know, it doesn't come out of nowhere. Usually pretty predictable. Like a Hendrickson, yeah, we saw that coming because he's been very vocal about it. So I think if somebody was popping off on social media or running to the media to get their quote out there, agent leaking the story or basically saying, hey, my client's disgruntled, we're seeking this amount of money, whatever, then you'd have an idea. But yeah, the Ravens pretty fortunate, at least this year, that that doesn't appear to be an issue they'll have to get over.
Do you see Lamar renegotiating before any of this gets done? Is he now number one on the pecking order? Because, you know, if he gets it done, you know, it clears up a ton with your, what, he's cap hit 75 mil, 74 plus next year. So you would like to get it done, you know, reduce any sort of stress, because we know the last time Lamar and the Ravens were in some sort of a contract stalemate, things got pretty ugly. Trade demands and everything.
Right. And I think
stunning.
Both would have probably learned from that, right and wrong, you know, how to handle it. I mean, for DaCosta's part, I mean, that was kind of uncharted territory for him as well, just dealing with a player of that magnitude without an agent. I mean, it became understandably very complex. So they've made it through. I think they've reiterated their desire to keep him here a ton. Both sides know that it has to be done. You know, it's not an option. This isn't just a nice consolation for Lamar for another MVP caliber season. This has to be done from a financial standpoint. So I think it'll happen. I really hope it happens before the season, just because it's one less thing to worry about in 26.
Yeah, the Ravens, like we just talked about with Jason Beck, the Tigers in Major League Baseball, they're in it to win it. The Ravens have been at that level for a couple of seasons now. We talk about windows closing. Maybe the Orioles for this season has slammed shut. Not to say the long-term window has as well, but the Ravens' window is open as long as Lamar Jackson is a healthy starting quarterback for you and the young talent that they brought in to surround him. So the Ravens, distractions, not having any, that's a really, really good thing, because the schedule is daunting. As we know, they open in Buffalo as underdogs. The Bills, by the way, are favored in every game they play. In June, or when the schedule came out in May, this will obviously be subject to change. But with the Ravens, anything less than an AFC championship game appearance, let's be honest, Super Bowl? Another division round loss is going to be a very frustrating and devastating thing to see. Maybe not to where Steve Bisciotti's going to want holding people accountable level, but fans already are ready to start making some wholesale changes, whether it's on the coaching staff, personnel-wise, or what. So Super Bowl or bust for sure. Bills are the same thing in Buffalo.
Right, and I mean, that's the complicated part of it, is only one team is going to come out of there. And even if you're going to accept that, you know, the Chiefs are just that one step ahead of Buffalo and Baltimore and have been for this past, at this point, 7 or 8 years, which is crazy. It feels like just yesterday that Mahomes was taking over and starting that dynasty up there. But I mean, even if you're willing to accept that they're just a tad better, for them to be the only representative from the AFC outside of that one Bengals year for this entire stretch, it just shouldn't be that way. We had to deal with the Patriots and their multiple runs, the early 2000s dynasty, and then the later career one for Brady in the 2010s. For that to finish, and we thought that it was opening the door for all these young quarterbacks to take over in the AFC, but in reality, we just got Brady 2.0 with Mahomes.
Yeah.
So nobody, again, besides that one-off year with the Bengals, and they didn't even cash in with a Super Bowl. So for them, it's like they got to be really kicking themselves because, hey, we finally broke through and we couldn't even make it count.
Yeah, it's the Ravens can't beat Buffalo in the postseason. Buffalo can't beat Kansas City in the postseason. Joe Burrow's beaten Kansas City in Kansas City in the postseason, but they're so challenged defensively, I would think, that even with this high-powered offense that they have and for the most part kept in place. I mean, Joe Burrow was brilliant against the Ravens yesterday, and he was 0-2, or last year, and he was 0-2 against Baltimore. I think the Ravens are kind of leveled up in the North. Don't want to get carried away with the purple Kool-Aid. Buffalo the same in the East. The South could be interesting, depending on if Trevor Lawrence plays like the number one overall pick, that thing could get a little dopey if you're Houston. And who knows, C.J. Stroud might be a banged up guy based on whatever you choose to believe on the interweb. I think Kansas City's going to have the toughest chance in their division because the Chargers are for real. Denver made the playoffs last year. And the Raiders have Pete Carroll, and who knows what that means for their long-term success here.
I mean, that makes sense on paper, but then again, I mean, it's been nearly a decade here where they win the division every single year. And obviously, some in there, it might have been a runaway. Others, maybe they got a challenge every once in a while from the Chargers. But I hear you, but until I see it, I can't buy in. And it is those top three. It's Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. Bengals are a fourth, but I think there's a gap there. And then after that, I don't think there's anybody that really threatens the top tier teams. And even if a team was unexpectedly good, like three wins better than maybe we're predicting in the preseason, I still don't know if it's enough come playoff time to upend one of those top three teams.
We'll talk more about this very subject next with Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. He has some NFL lunch with us. American League East report at 1:15. Couple of games in the division last night. A ballyhooed prospect made his debut. And then at the and we'll preview the Orioles and Tigers, of course. And then Vinny Serrato will be joining us live from One Winning Drive. Ronnie Stanley is back. Unfortunately, Bo Braid is not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.